Look, I think there's a legitimacy, obviously, to calling for renewed efforts in those areas of, you know, semi-automatic weapons and the magazines and those type of things in the gun area. I think even the senator from West Virginia, who's an avid gun rights person, said, look, there's no reason for anyone that's a hunter to protect themselves needs any semi-automatic weapon. But I do think, more importantly, it's the issue of mental health and mental health parity that you need to fund those programs as well and identify those people in that area. You know, it's a tragedy that takes place that we all identify with and share with and throughout the country. I mean, it's a shared tragedy. And I think, you know, people ask themselves, how can you prevent these incidents and these horrible incidents from taking place? And you know, there's a young man that obviously had some mental and emotional problems that had access to you know, semi-automatic weapons that could shoot right through the plate glass windows of a school and be able to take out 26 people. You know, 20 of them, which were first graders, were all shot multiple times. And so, I mean, how can someone like that have access to that kind of firepower, and do you need that type?
Do you see the General Assembly adopting legislation to limit some magazine, you know, the ammunition?
I think every year there's debate over gun control legislation. I think this is going to heighten the issue, not only in the state of Maryland, but throughout the country. I mean, similar to, you know, the calls you had when the tragedy took place on the Eastern Shore with a young girl that was abused by, you know.
And that was over Christmas, too.
And that was over the Christmas holidays as well. So, I mean, I think there'll be a renewed call from people on both sides of those issues. Have legislation in that will be debated. And, you know, we see where we end up. But I think a lot of it is also going to be debated on the national level.